This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. He hated Governor Shapiro and would have beaten him with a hammer if he came across him. That's what state police say the man accused of setting fire to the governor's mansion told them. Shapiro condemned the attack.
This kind of violence is becoming far too common in our society. And I don't give a damn if it's coming from one particular side or the other.
According to a criminal complaint, 38-year-old Cody Ballmer told police he filled two Heineken bottles with gasoline he took out of a lawnmower to create Molotov cocktails that he threw into the mansion's piano room. The governor, his family, and their guests were asleep when the fire started. State police pounded on the door to get them up and out. Beth Bean lives just a block away from the mansion.
I was shocked, and it's very scary that this has happened in my neighborhood to our governor, who is one of the most fair people you'd ever want to meet.
Ballmer has been charged with terrorism and attempted homicide. Ballmer's mother, Christy Ballmer, told CBS News her son is, quote, mentally ill and he went off his medication. Back here in Philly, the Portal Art installation will move to its new home at City Hall today. KYW's Sunny Morgan joined us live earlier from the parkway ahead of the move.
Officials are still working on getting things hooked up in terms of power and things like that. I spoke to Joe Callahan, who is the Portal's director, and he had something to say about this.
We're waiting for the universe to power it back on here. So maybe when the sun comes out, you know, it'll pop back on here. So the technicians are working on it.
And yes, they're still here working on it, but the plan is still in place to get this portal down the parkway. People wave at the portal, and then it'll sit on top of the rocky steps at the Art Museum for all to see. And then we'll get back on the trailer to head down back to the City Hall courtyard. But of course, you know, after some run-ins with vandals, it's been disconnected for all of February and some of March. The portal was set to move at 9 a.m., but the portal will be here in Philadelphia through the nation's 250th birthday in 2026.
Banning solitary confinement for kids and expanding diversion programs are part of a push to reform the juvenile justice system in PA. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
The care package legislation contains 10 bills to reform the state's juvenile justice system. It was crafted around the recommendations made by Pennsylvania's bipartisan Juvenile Justice Task Force back in 2021 after an assessment of the state's juvenile justice system. Care Not Control is calling for the passage of the bills. Director Autumn Talley says the current system doesn't work.
It's not evidence-based, meaning that it doesn't keep communities safe. It doesn't help kids to help them make better decisions.
Some of the measures include expanding and standardizing juvenile diversion programs, excluding most vulnerable youth from placement in juvenile detention facilities, and limiting use of solitary confinement, which Talley calls appalling.
We know that this is harmful to adults, and so it's unfathomable to be doing this to children. On the federal side, it's banned. Facilities will say that there's different reasons and circumstances that lead them to have to put kids in solitary confinement.
Proponents of the bills, which were introduced in the House last month, say the changes would reduce out-of-home placement by 39% and save taxpayers $80 million. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.